Greeting, beautiful people. I hope you're having a wonderful, blessed day, night, or evening. If you aren't, just remember, God loves you. I love you. You are so loved. So let's have a chat about God's Ten Commandments and honestly just some of his laws, because I feel like this is an important conversation to bring up. For if we're talking eternity, we got to know what to do and how to follow God's divine nature in a sense. So let's just jump into this whole thing. The wisest man in the Bible, Solomon, he said in Ecclesiastes 12:13, "Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man." So in the scripture, Solomon is literally talking about keeping the Lord's divine laws and commandments. And I'm sure you guys probably know them. Come on now. It's the Ten Commandments given by Moses. And these laws are very important to any believer on your spiritual journey, because these laws literally represent God's nature. And God is perfect. He is the one, the creator of all. And so his nature is there for us to follow in the flow of things. You know, we got to flow with nature, not against it. So this is why it's good to refresh our minds on these things, just to, you know, kind of see where we are. And honestly, on my spiritual journey, this is something I try to do at least once a week, because I find that I'm breaking one of these commandments. You know, I'm human, so I'll be breaking some commandments, like a simple one, using the Lord's name in vain. Sometimes I say OMG, you know, just for an example. And even though it's not so big in God's eyes, you know, it's kind of putting his name down. So it's just something to be aware about. But anyways, let's jump into this whole thing. The first commandment is, "You shall have no other gods before me." The second commandment is, "You shall not make idols." The third is, "You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain." The fourth is, "Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy." The fifth one is, "Honor your father and your mother." The sixth one is, "You shall not murder." The seventh one is, "You shall not commit adultery." The eighth one is, "You shall not steal." The ninth one is, "You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor." And the tenth one is, "You shall not covet." So I'm gonna try to simplify that for anyone who didn't understand. The first one is basically just saying, don't put any other gods before the one God, the one true God, the Most High, Yahweh. Don't put any gods before them. All right, at this point, we're all aware that there are many lowercase g gods in this world. There's plenty of them. God is not disputing that. He's just saying he is the Most High. So do not put other gods before him, because that is his place. So that's the first one. The second one is, don't make an idol. An idol can be anything. And it's kind of playing off of the first one as well, because when you make an idol for yourself, it's something of great stature in a sense. And if you can, you know, think of a literal idol, people worship celebrities, and that falls under worshiping things before God, or worshiping anything before God, anything like phones, cell phones, books, whatever you put in God's place in a sense. So that's the second one. Don't make any idols. And that one, I know for the teens, that might be kind of hard, because I remember when I was a teenager, I made many idols for myself, and God dealt with me in my own time, but it was a lesson to be learned. So the third one is, you shall not take the Lord God your name in vain. So I already kind of covered that one, you know, saying like OMG or oh my gosh, variations of that. In a sense, it's still playing off the same thing, and it's putting the Lord's name down. We're not supposed to necessarily do that. So the fourth one is, remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. Most people do this already, you know. Personally, for me, I just say keep the whole weekend early, all right? Especially Saturday and Sunday. And I say Saturday because, you know, Saturn, yeah, that energy is crazy. So try to keep that holy too. But it's just, you know, rest. That's the way I like to take it. Take the weekend to rest, stay out of trouble, and just vibe out, relax, and just be yourself in your own space. You know, that's kind of my way of keeping everything as it should be and keeping it holy, you know. Want these holy days, these holidays, if you know what I'm talking about. But anyways, the fifth one is, honor your mother and your father. And this one, Yes. Even when your parents are getting on your nerves, you got to honor them and respect who they are and their part that they play in your life. You know, at the end of the day, they're human just as much as you are. So try to show them love, compassion, and understand their viewpoints and perspective, because it's often there to guide you in the right way. And even if it isn't, you know, at the end of the day, these are the people who brought you into this world. So they deserve to be paid respect. Number six, you shall not murder. Now this one, this is kind of like a no-brainer. Come on now. We're past the time of killing each other, all right? We need to let that go. And I know for some people in some places, you know, that is, it's a normalized thing, but in the Most High's realm, it's not. You know, there is a time and a place for that. And there, you know, when we go to war, we go to war. But you can't just be out here just murdering people, just straight up taking out, you know, taking heads and all types of stuff. You can't be doing that unless God tell you to. And that's the difference. That's the difference. Most of the time, people just do it out of their own ego or flesh. And I'm not trying to like normalize it, but I'm just bringing it up to be real. You know, most people do it out of their own emotions and not thinking it through. But yet, if they were thinking with a different perspective, they may see that all that does is result in more chaos than it does peace. So it's just better to not murder. And there's far more biblical evidence I could point to kind of really tie this together. But I think this is something we all just eternally, you know, internally know not to do. So number seven, you shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. So that one's, I feel like we all know this one as well. You know, there's just something wrong that feels about stealing. And even if you're a person who's like stolen in the past and you got a kick out of it, you know, you kind of feel like, oh, I just did something bad, like something naughty. You know what I'm saying? So it's just better not to steal, and always know that whatever you need, God will provide for you. So there really is no need to steal. Anytime you are stealing, you're honestly stealing from God, and you gotta be mindful of that. So it's just better to not try to take from others or to steal things that don't belong to you, but rather claim what God has already provided for you. You know, sometimes it's as simple as accepting the birthright or accepting what God has for you just by breathing in. You know, God always got something for us. If we take a second to breathe through things and just let God be God, he will open our understanding and show us a different side of things. But number nine, you shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. So this is literally just saying, don't lie on the people around you. Don't lie on anybody. Don't lie about things. Don't lie on people. Don't lie for people. It's better to not lie. Sometimes it's just better to be silent, you know, and I don't mean silent, like keep it to yourself, but I just mean like, think about the consequences, because whatever you throw out there is going to come back. You lying on someone just results in someone lying on you. And that's a vicious cycle to be in. So it's just better to tell the truth or not say anything at all. Yeah, don't be lying on y'all neighbors. Because God does not like that. On all of these laws, yeah. You breaking these, yeah. God, yeah. All I'm going to say is, yeah. Just pray and repent, because, yeah, God don't like that. God don't like that at all. Number 10, you shall not covet. So that just means don't desire or lust after what other people have. It's kind of going back into the stealing thing. Or not really, I guess it's not. It's very separate. You know, here's the thing. Somebody might pass by you and you're like, oh, I wish I had that car. And that's like, okay. But then somebody might pass by you and you're like, oh, I need that car. How am I going to get this car? You start to literally like drop into this low vibrational space of desiring something that you can't have. And, you know, covet after it. But instead, you know, the best thing to do is go, God, thank you for showing me that I can obtain that too. That's the way you just kind of reverse all of that. All these things can be reversed. But this is the Ten Commandments. And I only brought it up because it's just good to refresh. And I honestly thought, you know, it'd be fun to simplify it a little bit. I don't know if I did simplify it, but that's kind of how I conceptualize all that. So this is all pointing to God's holy natures and his laws. And God says within the Bible that let he that followeth me pick up his cross. And pick up that cross just meaning like Literally, you got to follow the Ten Commandments and follow God's walk. And his walk is there for a reason. It's to help perfect you in a new way, a spiritual way. Not talking in a natural human way, because at the end of the day, we're going to be human as long as we're in these bodies. And, you know, these little flesh suits is what I call them. But yeah, it's just becoming present of the I am. So the greatest commandments that God gives us, and if you can just remember these three things, you know, I'm sure everything else will kind of just naturally flow. And that's the thing about God's laws. When you're under his headship and on his path, all you just kind of naturally follow the Ten Commandments. They don't become, you know, a hard thing to do. But the greatest commandments God gives is to love God with all your heart and to love yourself as you love your neighbor. So, you know, at the end of the day, the key here is love. The love of God, and that love transcends pretty much the multitude of all sins. So as long as you are living out of love and you are doing your best to remain in love and remind yourself daily that you are love. You know, you got to literally say, I am love. And you got to know where that love comes from. It doesn't come from the outside of you, but it does come from the inside of you and the outside of you, technically. You know, sometimes we have to let go or let down our ego defenses to allow love to flow in. And in doing so, we can kind of see a fresh perspective of what's happening around us and kind of get above the water, if you know what I mean. But yeah, this is important. You know, God wants us to love ourselves and he wants us to love others. And when you can start to see God in everyone, it'll just all kind of really click for you. We are not separated or far from God. In fact, the most high is omnipresent. So he's everywhere, everywhere. You're never separated from him. Separation to me is an illusion based on sin, the ego, the shadow, or the flesh, or whatever you want to call it. But all of these things are what create separation between us and the Most High. And again, separation is an illusion, and it's literally created by sin, just like bondage is in a sense. And what I like to call a individual egoic experience, which is the part of us that wants to explore and feel like we're on an adventure. You know, if you knew God was everywhere all the time looking at you, it would make you act a certain way. You know what I mean? So that's why it's kind of best to follow the Ten Commandments, you know, I'm just playing. But at the end of the day, love is perfect and love is God. And by acknowledging that we have fallen short of anything of God, you know, just at the end of the day, it's about humbling ourselves before the Most High. And that can be a very hard thing for anyone to do, especially when you have to put that lens on yourself and see where you haven't been aligned to the Most High. That's why I bring this up, because at the end of the day, this is my journey, and that's what I've had to do multiple times and go, dang, I can see where I messed up on this law, or where I broke this commandment, or I didn't do this, or I walked outside your headship here. And you know, and it's kind of like a self-checkup and making sure that you aren't necessarily going down the wrong paths in life or where you don't want to end up. And this is all a way, it's like a map. It's all a way to make sure that you end up in the best possible destination at the end of this whole thing. Seriously. And yeah, it's just best to recognize where we've fallen short of his glory and repent of our sins, repent from all of it and let go of it. And if we can, you know, God is very merciful and very patient, and then try to keep the commandments of Yahweh. That's the best thing that we can do. And when we do that, we actually move from fear into a love space by choosing love over fear. And that's what God desires us to do, is to love. For God is love, and love is God, and there is no separating the two. But thank you guys so much for listening. That is the end of this podcast. I hope it was helpful. God bless you guys. I love you. If you like this, enjoy this, share this, and let everybody else get in on this good old funky time. God bless you, and I love you.